This is Brother Daryl, and this is the Sunday morning service for March the 22nd, 2020. You'll notice we're in a different location. We decided not to go to the church to comply with the stay-at-home order, so I'm doing it from my office at home. So if you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 1 and 2 for our scripture. Reading 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Here's what it says. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And let's pray. Father, thank you for this time that we get to go into your word. I pray that you'll bless it, and bless everyone that hears it, speak to their hearts, remind Christians of what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then speak to those that don't know him, that now is the accepted time of salvation. Today is the day. So do your work, Holy Spirit. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen. You know, there are certain words that go together. For example, when you say God, the word that immediately comes to my mind is love. And on the other hand, when I hear the word love, I immediately think of God. I hear the word grace, and I think of the word amazing, probably because of the hymn, Amazing Grace. But there's two words in our text that go together that I want to speak about this morning. They're the word salvation and now. Salvation is now. That last phrase in verse 2 that we read, behold, now is the day of salvation. So I want to speak on the subject this morning, salvation now. And I want to make 3 points. Number 1, salvation is ready now. Everything that needed to be done is done. Everything that needed to be put in place is in place. Everything that needed to be prepared is prepared. As Jesus hung on the cross, one of the 7 things that he said is the phrase, it is finished. It was the same phrase used by the high priest on the Day of Atonement. That 7th day of the 10th month, when the high priest was allowed and went into the Holy of Holies, he took the blood of a sacrifice and he sprinkled it on the mercy seat. And he atoned, remember that word atone means at-one-ment, atoned. He atoned for the sins of the nation of Israel for another year. And so their sins had separated them from God, and the blood of that sacrifice on the mercy seat atoned or made God at one with his people again for the year. And as he finished sprinkling the blood, as he completed doing all that was required when he went into the Holy of Holies, he would call out for all to hear that were outside, it is finished. So on the cross, Jesus cried the same thing. It is finished. He had suffered in our place. His blood had been shed for our sins. And John is the only gospel that records this saying from the cross. Not in Matthew, where he is portrayed as a king. Not in Mark, where he's portrayed as a servant, not in Luke, where he's portrayed as the Son of Man, but in John, in the Gospel of John, where he is portrayed as the Son of God. And again, salvation is all of God. It's nothing of man. In Matthew chapter 22, Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a certain king preparing a wedding feast for his son. And he sends forth his servants and he says, go call the guests. And the invitation said, all things are ready. Come to the marriage feast. And the things that, and the same thing is true of God. Everything is ready. Everything that is encompassed by salvation is ready now. And so he deploys the invitation. God deploys the invitation in various ways and says, all things are ready. All things are ready, come to the feast of the Lamb. And so the message of the Bible is all things are ready, come. The message of the church is all things are ready, come. The message of the Holy Spirit is all things are ready. Come. The message of Christians that go out and share the gospel is all things are ready. Come to Christ. You don't need to get dressed up. You can come as you are. All things are ready. You don't need to bring anything. This is not a potluck feast. All things are ready. There's no admission charge. It's free. All things are ready. Salvation is ready now. The feast is prepared. The invitations have been issued. All you need to do is come. So salvation is ready now. Number two, salvation is needed now. Yes, you'll need it someday to enter heaven. Yes, you'll need it someday to avoid hell. Yes, you'll need salvation when you die. Yes, you'll need it when you stand before God. But salvation is not just something that we need for the future. It's something we need today. It's something that we need now. If it wasn't needed now, God wouldn't offer it now. God's a wise investor. He doesn't waste things. And again, if salvation wasn't needed now, God wouldn't offer it now. And he wouldn't say in that second verse of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, behold, now is the day of salvation. And so it's needed now. We need salvation's forgiveness now. We're all sinners. And as sinners, we suffer the guilt of our sin. As sinners, we all face the sin's punishment. The wages of sin is death. And no person wants to live in that guilt. We don't want to live under condemnation. And then one day when we get closer to die, come to God and ask for his forgiveness. Salvation is needed now. You need that forgiveness now. We need salvation strength now. All of us have burdens in our life. All of us face temptations. All of us have sorrows in our life. And the things that are going on in our world now, the conditions that exist that prevent us from meeting together, we need the strength of God now. I don't want to face what this world has to offer in my own strength. I don't want to deal with them in my own might. I need the strength of God today. I need the strength of God now, and that only comes with salvation. Salvation is needed now. We need salvation's wisdom now. Our minds are not capable of letting us do what God wants us to do. I can't think like God thinks. His thoughts are higher than mine. His ways are higher than mine. So I need the mind of Christ. Not when I die. I need it today. Not someday in the future. I need it now. And so we need salvation's forgiveness now. We need salvation's strength now. We need salvation's wisdom now. Salvation is needed now. And then number three, salvation should be accepted now. Again, from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Not only is it the accepted time, it's the accepting time. It's the time that God has appointed. If you're not saved, right now is the time that God has appointed for you to be saved. And again, that's why you're hearing this message. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, God wanted you to hear this message, and through it, the Holy Spirit can speak to you and tell you that you're a sinner. The wages of sin is death, but that wage or that penalty for sin has been paid by Jesus Christ, and all you have to do is receive it. And so God has picked this time. He has appointed this time, not another day, not tomorrow, not next week, but he's appointed this day for you to receive salvation. Why delay? Why reject the choice that God has made? Salvation should be accepted now. There is no gain in delay. Hey, putting it in the vernacular, the deal won't get any better. I mean, if you're buying a car, yeah, if you wait a while, the deal might get better. But salvation doesn't get any better. It's the same proposition. It's the same offer that's been made down through the centuries. It's the same offer that was made to our grandparents, the same offer that was made to our parents, the same offer that we face, the same offer that our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, if the Lord tarries, will face. And so if God has appointed today as your day, if he says now is the accepted day, why not choose today as your day of salvation? There's no gain in delay. In fact, delay will make it harder for you to get saved. The easiest time for you to receive Christ is right now. It'll be harder tomorrow. It'll be harder the next day. It's like work that you do with your hands and build up a callus. The more work you do, the bigger and the stronger the callus will get. Well, the same thing happens in our heart. The more times we say no to God, the more times we say no to Jesus, we build up a callus. And it gets harder and harder and harder for us to receive the gospel. And there is no guarantee of tomorrow. There's no guarantee of next week. The only for sure opportunity you have to receive Christ is now, today. So why not take the opportunity now? Why not seize the opportunity today? Why not settle the eternity question right now by accepting the offer of salvation that God and that Jesus makes to every person? And again, he says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He doesn't tease us. He doesn't taunt us. He doesn't offer us something and then not give it to us. The Bible says that if we come and if we call, he will save us. And so you can have eternal life now. You can have forgiveness now. You can get rid of the guilt now. You can have salvation strength now. You can have salvation's wisdom now. You can have peace with God now. You can have a hope for heaven now. You can accept Jesus now. All you have to do is come. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come. And so God invites us to come now. We sing the invitation song sometimes. Come every soul by sin oppressed. There's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. Only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Salvation now. There's no reason to delay. There's no reason to put it off. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Would you come? And to all the Christians that are hearing this, today is the day to rejoice in your salvation. Think back to that time where you asked Jesus to be your Savior. Thank you. Now think about all the things that he's brought you through since that time, the times he's been with you, the times he's strengthened you, the times he's given you wisdom as you face different situations. And thank God today that there was a time in the past, a day in the past, that was your day of salvation, that it was now for your salvation. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. We know you promise it. It never returns void. And so I pray you'd put your word into our hearts, especially the hearts of those that don't know Christ as their Savior. And they would realize that today is the only day that they have to come to him. Help them to come. Help us as Christians to rejoice in what we have in Jesus Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.